We welcome you, and we feel welcomed by you. Many of us have come into circle this fine evening to be with you and to share ourselves with you. And for this moment, we pour our energy into this space to let you know that you are loved, safe, and supported. We do not consider ourselves to be all that different from you, just merely from a different time and a different civilization that has learned different identities. Your civilization has learned from a perspective of science, materialistic, maybe they say materialism, from what you can see and feel, understand, and take apart. Our civilization learned a little bit more heart-centered information that you may call metaphysical, you may call alchemical, and we moved our civilization through the cycle of that level of education. We know that you are opening, otherwise you would not be here with us this evening. You are opening to new ideas and new ways of being, and we have much to share with you over time. We'd like to speak first to our physicality, because when Randy saw us, when we brought her to our home, we showed her our physicality as rather tall and thin, with a skin that you might regard as like the leather color, a leather skin. Our organ system is different than yours. Our eyesight is different than yours. We recognize that there are pictures of Lemurians presented as very tall, beautiful, blonde people. We are not those. We are, in fact, ascendants of those beings. We have changed because we live in a completely different environment that asks us to be different physically. So we want to point out to you right now a dichotomy that you may or may not already understand, because there will be different kinds of information coming out. And it's important to know that some people receive information in a certain way and others receive it differently. And this is incredibly valid. And we speak to you now from this place, not from the place of our ancestors who might have once visited you, but from this place where we hold a very high level of enlightenment. We confer directly with the star elders of the planet who hold the vibration of light for this entire world, this entire civilization. And as we confer directly with them, we understand not only universal law, universal rights, and we do mean universal, but we also bring to you very specific information and building blocks that can help you move through these times in an easier and better way for yourself. Because this is a time of much emotion. Much emotion is emerging out of your own nervous system, your cellular memory, your tissues even, and it emerges in a way that is a microcosm to the macrocosm of the planets emerging. And all in all, this is a time that is incredibly exciting and incredibly, we understand, difficult on a very personal level. We have come in a large group today to bring you this energy that holds you in so much love. And as we speak to you, we bring you a vibration that will move under your skin, that will allow an ease to flow into your nervous system. All the nerves, the breath, the spinal column, and even the brain that exists in your belly and in your head. And we take a moment to allow you to feel. And we flood you with a blue light. And this blue light, a liquid that we fill into your quantum blueprint of your body, will now receive the difficult emotions, all the difficult feelings, as if they are magnetized towards the blue light that we will then drain from you. We have seen many, many civilizations come and go. Not all of them human, but some of them have been. None of them have reached this apex that you are reaching now, where you have the decision to either stay in the fourth dimensional awareness of the world, or open your channels up to higher dimensions of information and light. You are here because you are choosing the latter, we know. But we must say that it's not easy for everyone to make that choice. For some, it is terrifying to let go of what they have been taught are the important things. And the important things are the materialistic, physical things. They know not who they are without those things. They believe from many different perspectives and many different cultures that their happiness and safety comes from the things. This is a major turning point to recognize that all of that is pure noise that is designed to keep your nervous system amped, to keep your mind uncomfortable, and to keep your heart confused. However, moving away from that is no small task, because everything in front of you is still living that example, and your heart and your nervous system and energy centers would like to turn away and move in a different direction without a path in front of you. And yet here you are this evening, ready to take the path. And there are so many others also ready to take the path. And we are one of many, many beings here on this planet supporting you and beginning to light the way for the new path. So they're going to talk about me for a minute. They're going to talk about how I've been writing, and I struggle with not knowing anything about the future of anything. It just feels like there's a stopping point a couple months into the future, and I've been struggling with this, really talking to them about it. So they're going to address that. Very curious. Everyone's future timeline is different because that is the truth of the fourth dimension, is that while you are experiencing space and the time it takes to move through space, everybody's timing is different from everybody else's. That is the definition of the fourth dimension. Many of you will be looking into the future and not seeing anything after a certain point of time. And we bring to you a deep breath of knowing that that is safe. And that means that you are moving through the process of allowing your higher self and all the higher levels of your being to begin to be in the driver's seat. Now, this is the place that many people find to be incredibly scary. What if there's no one there? What if there's no place to land? And we tell you that you have been living a lie that has told you that the universe works based on you moving forward. That is the lie. The truth is that the universe comes towards you as you open to receive the truth of who you are, and then it unfolds in front of you. Feel the power of that. It may be truth that every single person in here is feeling a desire to shift a little bit, do something a little bit different, or just plain know what the next step is. And if you allow your energy centers, often called the chakra system, to relax, if you allow the breath to flow through the entire body, and if you allow freedom of movement through these energy centers in time, all will begin to flow towards you like a giant wave of who you really are. All of the energy that you've been put here on Earth to make and receive and work with will just come to you. Take a moment to ground. We recognize how new this is. We recognize that this is not information that you've often been taught, certainly not in childhood. We recognize that so much of your life has been about what you can do to make the next thing happen. How you can put yourself out there, how you can align yourself with what is next for you. And all of that happens quite automatically if you can allow your mental body to soften, if you can allow your emotional body to release what it needs to release very automatically through in any way that it needs to let go. And we know that you all know how to move your emotions. So when they happen, allow them to happen without recourse, without judgment. Just let them go. This allows your energy bodies to soften, bringing you into a present moment. We understand that there is frustration that things aren't happening right now. We want something to happen right now. But that is not what this time is about. This time is about the practice. allowing receptivity, the practice of trusting that your higher levels have the reins now, and everything is being put into place for you. We came here tonight to talk to you, as we have every month for close to a year, cycle of a year, because you are some of the few that have reached, and we're not talking about the few on the planet, but human beings are some of the few beings in the universe that have gotten to this point, this tipping point of allowing. If you can train your nervous system to be in the allowing mode, there will be a great turnover in this world, a great reset, and you will be there for it. And behind you will be the children. And believe us when we say the children know more than you do, even. So allow them to push you along for this reset, because they are here specifically for that. We owe you a great amount of gratitude. This is a very exciting time for us, and we will be here with you throughout. You may or may not see us, you may or may not hear us, but we are here, and we will keep communication open. We will be guiding you as you hold the reins into your new future. So we take a step back now, and we welcome all questions.
As they were coming in and talking to us, we were on chart 10A, miscellaneous blocks, and we were having clearing to major beliefs and clearing our cellular memory so that we could receive these potentially unbelievable items that they're sharing with us. And then we were taken to chart 28, final forgiveness, and their memories and the master key were being cleared. So that opening and that connection to them. And also high council. We received a clearing to our high council, and that is, that item's come up with this group before, and that's just a special group of high-level beings that support this work. And so there was just a clearing so that we can have connection with this high council that's been working with us. Next, when they were talking, when they were describing themselves, and they were saying that they're not the blonde ones that we typically know, we were taken to chart 8B, other archetypes pre-programmed before creation. And here what was being cleared was fear of life. And it was really loud that, you know, there's so much out there that has been fed to us in fear to keep us separate from these loving beings. And so all of the images that we have from the movies, from popular culture, that they're really asking us to release them and not be afraid, that to be assured that only the things that are matched with our high level vibrations are coming to us now, and we don't have to be fearful of any life, because we are life, and life is being drawn to us, and we are being drawn to it. And that next one, when they were talking about the building blocks, and they were kind of talking about this idea of these building blocks and this attraction, we were on chart 20, which was refining consciousness, and we were having any clearing to any imbalances in the etheric body at the one level. And then as they were flooding us with that light, two things were happening here. We were on chart 9B, and we were, anything that is interfering with our ability to rest in this micro moment to be receptive, but then in the larger scheme of things. I was just talking to somebody about Heidi, about the tiredness, and that a lot of the tiredness that we may be experiencing right now is this intentional, what I was being shown is like when you go into surgery and you might be put in that sleep state, because we are receiving large amounts of information right now. And so that if we are in our bodies and in our minds, that it's overwhelming and even potentially harmful, like it could fray our memories and our minds. And so when we are not in this receptive mode, we're being put kind of into these more restful sleeping, maybe even illnesses kind of state. So that is when we can be receptive to this thing that we can't be receptive to when we're doing our normal human things.
Can I add to that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I also think that additionally, it's just a little bit hard for the body to, this human body that was born decades ago, however many you all are, and that, the vibration is so different now that the body is struggling a little bit. And I think that's part of the exhaustion.
Yeah, our bodies are, we have a belief that our bodies have boundaries and limits because we have skin. And what we're starting to be programmed or reminded of in our DNA is that's actually not accurate or true. And that's, exhausting. And then when they were in that same part after flooding, they had the drain. Remember when they were talking about the drain and draining things out? And so we were on chart 5, which is discordant energies. And this chart is like really dense, heavy energies. And they were specifically clearing cruelty, discordant thought forms, coveting, and dark energy. That was what they were draining from our fields, specifically during that part. When they were talking about something about it being hard to believe, I can't even remember what this was, but they were talking about it being hard to believe them or the existence or whatever, what was being cleared here were soul programs. And so we're all very programmed to believe a certain way, and we're just getting a clearing to be able to open up to things that normally we might think that we are conspiracy theorists or loony people or whatever, but to just say, no, those were all old soul programs that are ready to be released now. And they continued to talk about how some things were hard to understand. And we were on chart 26, freedom is free. And what was being cleared here is for us to be able to know that all parameters are an illusion. And then when they were talking about being ready to take the path and those of the humans are ready, us specifically are ready. We were on the chart of fine tuning. And when Randy was talking about her own particular issues and then they came in and were sharing, on this chart, what was being cleared was issues. And what they were showing me is that Randy was actually receiving the messages about her issues as a model, but that was happening on an energetic level individually for each of you. So that your high self was working with this group specifically on whatever the unique issues there are to you to have a specific clearing for you on that. And so you will know what that is. Talking about how we're all on different timelines and we experience things differently. What was being cleared here was an unwillingness to let go of old beliefs. Obviously, what we're talking about, we've got a lot of beliefs that are going to tell us, try to dissect this and take it apart. And then when they were talking about how the universe is moving toward us, they were talking about not being able to see past a certain point. And I had to personally giggle at this part because I think, was it you that I was just saying today, I'm a semi-retired educator, so I still use a planner that is June to June. I have my new planner. In my new planner that starts in July, the only thing I have on there is the retreat to Mount Shasta. And I keep asking, and I am not allowed to see anything past that retreat. I literally have nothing on my calendar in this new calendar except for that. And that's been causing me a bit of anxiety. So I personally appreciated that message. But when they were talking about this and like being able to believe in this and to know that the universe is moving towards us and that we trust in this, what was being cleared was divine plan. And that felt really juicy and beautiful. And we then we were receiving, when they were talking about letting that energy move and allowing the universe to move towards us, we were on chart 20, refining consciousness. And we were receiving a clearing to our consciousness, our conscious, subconscious, all DNA, chromosomes, past compartments and levels at all levels of consciousness. And then when they were talking about allowing the release and let go, we were getting a clearing on into infinity. And that's an item that I have never had come up before. So that was interesting. And then next, when they were talking about how we might feel frustrated that we can't make some things happen, that we really want to have a plan, but we have to trust our higher levels. We were on chart two, and chart two are themes, challenges, and soul qualities. And these are things that we program for ourselves as we come in, like major learning paths. And so what was here in this practice of where we are right now that we're learning is faith and joy. And so we were being cleared any blocks to accepting that we've all agreed to proceed in darkness and have that faith and find joy in that space.
Awesome.
And then when they were talking about allowing our nervous systems to settle, we were on chart 19, how to change your life. And what was being cleared here is letting go of the old. And then we got a download to affirming. And so really allowing all of that to penetrate. And then finally, I think this was the final thing. Oh, yeah, this was big. So then the final thing, when they were talking about the children and how the children know the way and we should follow them, it was very specific here. And I have, I'm like all broken out. So this is very important. We were on chart 8A in our archetype. And the reminder is that we can't expect this generation to carry us. We all have our inner child and that we have to go to our own inner child as well. So when we're looking at the children and how they believe, they are modeling us to reparent our own inner child and dreamer. So we received a clearing to our inner child and our dreamer archetypes. And within the inner child, we specifically got a clearing to four different aspects. We got that incarnational inner child, so that's the typical one that we think of when we think of inner child. We also got a clearing to our spiritual child, which holds this belief that we've been rejected in some way. And so we've received a clearing around that. And then there's another aspect of our inner child that is the Christ aspect. And this is the aspect that you know, you have that Christ because we have that as an archetype of perfection, right? And so it's this belief that we are imperfect and we are not. And so we received a clearing to that aspect of our inner child. And then the last aspect is the inner child aspect of our soul. And this part is about giving up. It's about it being so hard here in this realm, in this plane, that we just want to give up and we want to not have responsibility to do these really hard things that we've come here to do. And so really robust clearing and reminder that that's where we need to be going back to. And like the inner child is moving through this world as if it doesn't know any hurt. It only knows love. There's no gunk there. There's no memories. There's nothing there to keep them from doing what their heart and their impulses are telling them to do. And that's what we're being shown there.
Thank you. All right. Well, so the memory keepers would love your questions. There's paper in this little basket there and pens, of course. So when we first started this event, we had the questions private, and we did that so that, well, mostly because...
Well, it's because we did the sex one. Yeah, the second one was about sex, and the third one was about sex.
Yes. So we had some about sex and the body and different things that could be a little bit, you know, private. So, but we've just kept it just... Write your question, fold it up, put it back in there. The questions are private unless you want to talk about them.
You can put as many as you want.
Yeah, as many as you want. We'll go through as many as we have time for, and then whatever we don't have time for, Michelle will do a quickie clearing on the rest of them. And yeah. And that's it.
So and they we'll can just be about take... what the any messages that you heard tonight. They can also be about things that you're noticing in the world that you're wanting some higher perspective or wisdom on.
Yeah. So we're going to take 10 minutes, write down, get some food, you know, bio break, whatever you need, and we'll come back and start over.
Okay.
Cool.